This is Tara. Beginning a new parasha, Vayechel, which means he assembled, which once again are some of the first words of the beginning of the portion. In Shemot, Exodus chapter 35, beginning in verse 1, Moshe assembled the whole community of the people of Israel and said to them, "These are the things which Adonai has ordered you to do." We see now that Moshe begins to implement through the people the commandments that God has given for the construction of the temporary dwelling place of God on earth, the tabernacle, and everything related to it. Now they will begin to carry out, execute the plans given on Sinai. It begins with a repeating of the command of the Shabbat in verse 2. On 6 days, work is to be done, but the seventh day is to be a holy day for you, a Shabbat of complete rest in honor of Adonai. Whoever does any work on it is to be put to death. You are not to kindle a fire in any of your homes on Shabbat. We see from this that work was coming, and a reminder that even the work for the tabernacle could not happen during Shabbat. It must be a day of rest. Verse 4, Moshe said to the whole community of the people of Israel, "Here is what Adonai has ordered. Take up a collection for Adonai from among yourselves. Anyone whose heart makes him willing is to bring the offering for Adonai: gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, fine linen, goat's hair, tanned ram skins and fine leather, acacia wood, oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, onyx stones and stones to be set for the ritual vest and the breastplate." So we see now the order for an offering to be received from willing hearts who see the vision, who want to see God's word obeyed and carried out on the earth. They give to the work freely all of the items and all of the implements that were recorded previously are now being received by the people. Verse 10, "Then let all the craftsmen among you come and make everything Adonai has ordered: the tabernacle with its tent, covering, fasteners, planks, crossbars, posts, and sockets, the ark with its poles, ark cover, and the curtain to screen it, the table with its poles, all its utensils, and the showbread, the menorah for the light with its utensils and lamps, and the oil for the light, the incense altar with its poles, the anointing oil, the fragrant incense, the screen for the entranceway at the entrance to the tabernacle, the altar for burnt offerings," verse 16, "with its poles and all its utensils, the basin with its base, the tapestries for the courtyard with their posts and sockets, the screen for the gateway of the courtyard, the tent pegs for the tabernacle, the tent pegs for the courtyard with their ropes, the garments for officiating, for serving in the holy place, and the holy garments for Aaron the Kohen, and the garments for his sons, so that they can serve in the office of Kohen." Here a repetition, a repeating of everything that had been discussed and detailed out before now is going to be carried out. Verse 20, it says, then the whole community of the people of Israel withdrew from Moshe's presence. So now the directive given to the people, and they begin to move to honor Adonai and his wishes, to obey what he has called them to do. More to come on Torah 101 Daily.